We continue today with lesson number 10 in our ongoing study of Mishnayos Maseches Chulin, and we will be beginning the third perek, the first and second Mishnayos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, and Mishnah Beis. We are beginning now our study of the trephos, the defects, wounds, bruises, etc., that can occur to an animal, which render it trefa. Trefa meaning that Chazal felt that these particular kinds of wounds meant that the animal had no chance of living beyond 12 months, beyond a year. So that if a shechita, a proper shechita, was performed on such an animal which had these wounds, the animal would still not be kosher. Even if these wounds were not discovered until after the animal was shechted. There is, however, a great difference between a nevela, an animal which is not has not undergone shechita at all, but rather which died from some accident, from being shot, from being killed, from some other cause other than shechita. So that if an animal was attacked by a wild animal, for example, and killed, that dead carcass would be considered a nevela. A nevela is an animal which was killed through some procedure other than shechita, or through a faulty shechita. And a nevela renders a nevela, an animal which is a nevela, carries tumah. And there are various laws distinguishing between animals like cows and goats and sheep versus birds, etc. But a nevela can be a source of tumah. However, if an animal is a trefa, which means the animal had a wound of the sorts that we're going to be studying today in the next several days, but it had these wounds while it was still alive, and then it died not through those wounds, but it died because it underwent a shechita, then such an animal is not called a nevela, but a trefa. The animal still cannot be eaten. It's not permissible to eat a trefa, but the animal is not a source of tumah under most circumstances. I must say, by way of introduction, that there is a certain difficulty that presents itself as we learn this subject, which is now upcoming. And that is that it would be wonderful if this was not merely audio, but also visual. If I could show you diagrams, photographs, or best of all, an actual cross-section of the carcass of the animals that we're discussing. But since it is audio, I have to ask you to do one of several things. Either obtain a diagram or a photograph of the material that we are discussing. And there are various editions of Mishnayos or of Gemara Maseches Chulin, which have excellent diagrams, photographs, and charts. Or use your imagination. I will try my best to describe the basics of what we're going to be studying in the way of anatomy, but it will only be the basics, and I will try to avoid technical scientific terms. Some people are very familiar with the various organs of the mammalian body in terms of the scientific terminology, and other people are not. And in any case, I'd like to stick with the Hebrew terms for the various organs so that you become familiar with them. I will describe them sometimes in terms of their scientific technical names, but most of the time I will try to explain them in very basic layman's terms and rely upon your own understanding for what these organs are. Let's continue now. As the Mishnah continues, Mishnah begins, Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph, Elu Terefos Babahema. The following wounds render an animal a trefa. In other words, an animal which has the following wounds is considered a trefa, so that even if it is shechted properly, it cannot be eaten. Number one, Nekuvas Haveshet. The Haveshet is the esophagus, the tube through which food is ingested and enters into the stomach. If the veshet is nekuva, meaning it is punctured, it has a hole, such an animal is trefa. Now, the veshet has two skins, two membranes around it. The outer one is reddish in a cow or a goat or a sheep. The inner one is white. If they are both punctured, even a slight needle-sized puncture, even if these two holes are not directly next to each other, there's a hole in the outer layer near the top of the veshet, and there's a hole in the bottom layer the inner layer near the bottom of the veshet, the meaning that the holes are zeh shelo keneged zeh. Nevertheless, a hole in both of the oros, both of the skins of the veshet, render the animal trefa. Ufesukas hagargeres. The gargeres is also termed the kone. It's the windpipe or the trachea. Here, a mere hole, a mere puncture, does not render the animal trefa. However, if the gargeres, the trachea, the windpipe, is severed, is sliced, so that most of its opening is cut open, then that animal is a trefa. If there is a cut in the length as opposed to the width of the gargaris, it does not render the animal trefa, as long as the uppermost ring and the lowermost ring of the trachea are intact. Nikev Krumsha, so we have two, the Kuvas Haveshet and Pesukas Hagargeres. Number three, Nikav Krumshel Moach. The Moach, the brain of a mammal, has two Kerumim, two membranes. The outer one is adheres to the inner bone of the skull. The inner one, the lower one, surrounds the actual brain. If there is a hole in the bottom krum, in the krum just above the brain, the krum is a membrane just above the brain, the animal is a trefa. If there is only a nekev in the krum ha'elyon, in the outer membrane, which adheres to the inner part of the skull, the animal is kosher. Number four, nikav halev leves chalolo. If there's a puncture in the heart, which goes through and through the heart and enters into one of the chambers of the heart, whether it's the large chamber of the heart, which is on the left of the animal's heart, or whether it's in the smaller chamber, which is to the right of the animal's heart, either way, a hole in the heart, which goes through and through the heart itself and enters into the chamber of the heart, the chalol, the empty space in the heart, the animal is a trefa. Number five, nishpiro hashidro v'nifsak hachut shelo. If the backbone of the animal, the shidra, is broken, an animal, a cow or a goat or a sheep, etc., has a backbone. The backbone is composed of a series of vertebrae, of bone, rings of bone, and encased in those rings of bone is the spinal cord, the chut, the cord. So if the backbone is broken and the chut, the spinal cord, is severed, that animal is considered a trefa. Number six, nitla hakoved velo nishtaya hemenu klum. If the liver is removed and nothing remains of the liver, the animal is a trefa. The Gemara explains that if a kezias size of the liver remains intact near where the liver and the gallbladder are next to one another, and an additional kezias size is at the point where the kaved, the liver, is attached to the body, then if it has those two kezesim, then the animal remains kosher. But if nitlo hakoved velo nishtaya mena klum, nothing is left to the liver, the animal is a trefa. That was number six. Number seven, horeyo shenikfa, if there's a hole in the lung. Now, there are two membranes, thin membranes, around the lung. If they are both punctured so that the hole actually enters into the lung itself, the animal is a trefa. Number eight, o shechosra, if the lung is missing. Now, the lung in a cow or a goat or a sheep has five unos. Unos means ears, or we would say lobes, to the lung. If the lung, the rea, is missing one of those unos, one of those ears or lobes, it is a trefa. Rabbi Shimon Omer, ad shetino kev lebeis hasimponos. Rabbi Shimon says that a punctured lung does not render the animal a trefa unless the puncture reaches to the simponos. The simponos are the bronchial tubes in the lung, meaning the central bronchial tube is called a simpon. If the hole penetrates to that simpon, that bronchial tube, then and only then, according to Rabbi Shimon, is the animal a trefa. Number nine, nikva hakeva. The bovine animal, the cow, etc., has really what we would call four stomachs. There are four compartments to its stomach, one of which is called the keva. We will learn more about it as we proceed. If there is a hole in that compartment of the stomach called the keva, and the hole pierces the wall of the keva so that the puncture is through and through and reaches into the open space which the keva encompasses, then the animal is a trefa. Nikva hamora, if there is a hole in the gallbladder, then at that side of the gallbladder that is not adjacent to the liver, not protected, so to speak, by the liver, such a puncture in the mora renders the animal a trefa. Nikvu hadakin, if the intestines are punctured, that is, they are punctured in a space where the hole caused by the puncture is not covered up by adjacent intestines, then the puncture is exposed, so to speak, and it renders the animal a trefa. Number 12, hakeres hapanimis shenikvo. The keres is a large chamber of the stomach, and it is the first chamber which food encounters. When food moves down the vaishet, down the esophagus, into the stomach, the first, quote, stomach, end quote, that it encounters is the keres, the large pouch-shaped chamber in the stomach. Hakeres hapnimis shenikfa, if that inner keres becomes punctured, again, the puncture is through and through into the chamber itself, the animal is a trefa. That is number 12. Number 13, O, shenikra rov hachitzona. As we move away from the veshet, from the esophagus, the food moves from the keres hapnimis into the keres hachitzona, which there is a large, thick membrane, which is known as the basor hachofe esrov hakeres, the flesh which covers most of this compartment, known as the keres. And this is a very large stretch of muscle membrane. which extends from the chest of the animal down to its thighs. So, and most of the keres is kind of protected by that thick membrane. If that membrane becomes cut, torn, then nikra rov hachitzona, the animal is a trefa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, hagedolo tefach, in a large animal like a cow, where the rov hakeres hachitzona is itself much more than one tefach long, there, if it is torn for a tefach, it is a trefa. Vahaktana beruba. However, in a smaller animal like a sheep or a goat, where the shiur of the rov hakeres hachitzona is not even a tefach, there we don't require a tefach torn in order for it to be a trefa. But if most of it, however small it is, but most of it, let's say it's 3/4 of a tefach long, so if half of it becomes nikra, becomes torn, so half of 50% of 75% is rov. And the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda, this distinction between the larger and the smaller animals. For trefos number 14 and 15, hemses uves hakosos shenikfu lachutz. As the food goes through the stomach, entering the keva, and then proceeding into the keres, and it then moves from the keres into the at the end of the keres, you have like a kova, a cap-shaped membrane between the keres and the next large chamber in the stomach, which is called the beis hakosos. It's called beis hakosos because inside of it, when you cut it open, it looks like there are different cups to it or pouches to it. Next to that beis hakosos lies another chamber called the hemses. It is called a hemses, some mefarshim say, because that is where the food which the animal eats finally gets digested. And the word hemses is related to the root mem samach samach, which means to crush, to digest, to smash, etc. Now, the wall of the hemses and the wall of the outer wall of the beis hakosos and the inner wall of the hemses lie against one another, are adjacent to one another. However, in that wall, which they have in common, there is a entrance, a passageway through that wall. So the food goes from the keres to the beis hakosos and from there to the hemses through that wall, and then from the hemses to the keva, and from the keva to the dakin. So again, the food goes from the esophagus into the keres, from the keres into the beis hakosos, from the beis hakosos into the hemses where it is digested, and from the hemses into the keva, and from the keva into the intestines, the dakin, or the b'nei me'ayin. Now, with reference to the hemses or the beis hakosos, if one or the other of them, either the hemses or the beis hakosos, is punctured, but it's punctured in the wall that is open to the cavity of the animal's innards, it is not open to the other of the two. In other words, not the wall which the hemses and the beis hakosos have in common, but the outer walls of either of them are punctured, not in the place where they are connected, then the animal is a trefa. However, if the hole occurs in that wall, which is composed of a wall of a hemsis, of the hemsis adjacent to the wall of the beis hakosos, then the animal is kosher. Because there is any way, there is a natural hole, passageway from the hemsis to the beis hakosos and vice versa. So if there's an additional puncture there, that would not render the animal a trefa. But if the hole is on the walls of the hemses of the beis hakosos, which are not adjacent to the other of the pair, then the animal is a trefa. Moving on to number 16, Nafla min Hagag, if an animal falls from a roof, from a high elevation, and is immediately shechted before we can test to see whether or how it survived the fall, the animal is a treifa. Because we are afraid that since it fell from the wall, fell from the roof, it had what was called risuk evorim. Its inner organs were scrambled, were dislocated, torn, etc. However, if an animal falls from the roof and then picks itself up and walks around a bit, then the animal is kosher. If the animal lives for a meyes leis for 24 hours after the fall, and then it is shechted, even though it did not walk around even a little bit, it is still kosher, but an internal exam of the animal is required to see whether its organs are indeed in their proper setting or not. Number 17, Nishtabru rov tsaloseho, if most of the ribs of the animal are broken. Now, there are 22 ribs to these animals, so that if 11 on the left side, 11 on the right side, if 12 of them are broken, and they're broken on the internal half of the rib toward the vertebrae, toward the backbone, then the animal is treif, because it's a treifa, because rov tzalosel have been broken. Number 18, udrusas hazaev. If the animal is clawed by a wolf, then, in other words, the wolf clawed the animal with its nails, with its claws, paws, then the animal is considered a treifa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, drusas hazaev badaka, that a wolf which claws a goat or a sheep, a small animal, then the animal is treifa. But if a wolf attacks and claws an ox, the animal is not a treifa. Udrusas hoari bagasa. However, a lion, larger and more dangerous, more poison, so to speak, in its claws than a wolf, that ari, that lion, can render the shor, the ox, even a treifa. Drusas hanets ba'of hadak. A hawk, nates is usually translated as a hawk, it's a bird of prey. If the bird of prey claws a small fowl, a pigeon, let's say, then that pigeon is a treifa. Udrusas hagas, however, if a larger bird of prey, often this is translated as a falcon, or perhaps a vulture, if such a larger bird attacks a larger fowl, ba'of hagas, a chicken or a duck, then that animal is a treifa. Zehaklal, the general rule is, kol shein kamoha chaya, any wound after which an animal could not survive long, even if it survives for a short term, short while, treifa, the animal is a treifa. Let's continue with Mishnah Beis, which in many ways is just kind of the inverse of Mishnah Aleph. Because Mishnah Aleph listed the treifos, those wounds, attacks, clawings, bruises, etc., which render an animal treifa. Let's proceed now to wounds which do not render the animal treifa. Ve'elu kisheros babehema. The following list, the animal has wounded, is hurt, but it is not fatally hurt, and therefore it is still kosher, and if it is shechted properly, it can be eaten. Nikvo hagageres. If the gageres, the trachea, is not sliced or severed most of its width, but rather it is punctured, no matter, it remains kosher. Oshanistika, or if it is cracked lengthwise, there's a slit in it. As long as there is some of the trachea remaining intact at its towards the head of the side of the animal, and a bit remaining intact toward the stomach side or the lung side of the trachea, it remains kosher. ad kamo techsar, suppose there is a large hole in the trachea, would that still be kosher? Or is there a point at which a hole would be make the animal a trefa, even in the case of the kone, or the gargeres, or the trachea? So the Mishnah answers, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, ad ki isar ho italki. If there is a hole in the trachea, the size of a certain Italian coin called the isar, then the animal is a trefa. But a small hole, a mere puncture, would not, in the trachea and the kone gargeres, would not render the animal a trefa. Nifchaso hagulgoles, velo, where are we? Continuing now. Nifchaso hagulgoles, velo nikav krum shamoach. Suppose the skull is battered and a piece of the skull is actually missing, but the krum shel moach, the membrane protecting the brain, has not been punctured. The animal remains kosher. Nikav halev velo leves chalolo. Suppose there is a puncture in the heart, but the puncture does not go through and through to the inner chamber of the heart. It merely is an indention, so to speak, in the wall of the heart. Then the animal would still remain kosher. Nishpero hashedra velo nifsak hachut shelo. Similarly, if there's a broken backbone, but the spinal cord has not been affected, is intact, then the animal is kashero. Nitlo hakove v'nishtayir hemenu kezayis. If the liver is missing, but there is still a kezayis remaining. Remember, a kezayis remaining at the point where the koved is next to the gall, next to the mora, and an additional kezayis at the point where the koved is attached to the rest of the animal. If that's the case, there's a kezayis b'mokom mora, and a kezayis b'mokom chiyuso, then the animal is kosher. Hemses u'beis hakosos shenikvu zeh l'toch zeh. Remember, the hemses and the beis hakosos are the second and third stomachs of the animal, and one wall of the kosos is attached to one wall of the hemses. So if there is a hole in that place where the two walls are attached, the hole going through and through from hemses to beis hakosos, the animal remains kashero. Nital hatchol, if the spleen is missing, nevertheless, the animal is kosher. Nitlu hakloyos, if the kidneys are missing, nevertheless, the animal is kashero. Nita lechi hatachton, if the lower jaw of the animal, the jaw that is mobile, that moves, that can be moved, is missing, nevertheless, the animal is kosher as long as the simonim, meaning the kone and the veshe, the trachea and the esophagus, are still attached to the flesh of the animal. Nitlo ha'em shelo, if the animal's uterus is missing, it is still kishero. V'charusa bidei shomayim. Charusa means withered or dried or shriveled. If the lung of the animal becomes shriveled or withered, charusa, but it became shriveled bidei shomayim, because let's say there was thunder and lightning and the animal became frightened and its lung became shriveled, so the animal is still kosher. However, if it is charusa bidei odom, if it became frightened because a human being attacked it or threatened to attack it, then it is a trefa. And the Gemara explains a test for how one can tell whether a charusa, a lung which has been shriveled in this way, can be diagnosed as to whether it was charusa bidei shemayim or charusa bidei odom. Hageluda, an animal which has been skinned alive, it's missing some of its skin, whether because of an artificial act of a person or because of some disease, it's a machlokes. Rabbi Meir machshir, Rabbi Meir says it's kosher, the chachomim poslin, and the chachomim say it is invalid, it is a trefa. So here we have finished two Mishnayos, in which we have lists of parts of the anatomical structure of the animal where certain wounds render it kosher, render it trefa. And we've also learned a lot about other types of defects under which the animal still remains kashera. Obviously, this can be very complex and detailed, but I think we've given an overview in these two Mishnayos of the trefos and the things which render a behemoth, an animal, a mammal, kosher or treif. Mi'etz Hashem, tomorrow we will learn about fowl, birds, and what renders them treif or kosher, because they have a different anatomical structure and don't even have some of the organs that we've been discussing in these two Mishnayos. In any case, we have now finished Mishnah Aleph and Mishnah Beis of the third parak of Maseches Chulin, and in the process have completed lesson number 10.